Mitzrayim, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Hey, and afterwards Perek Beit, Mishneh Aleph. Perek Aleph, Mishneh Hey. The Mishnah is continuing with the halacha of the Mitzvah Yadayim. The previous Mishnah discussed the halacha that the water used has to be water that was not used for another malacha, for cleaning other things. So this Mishnah is a continuation of that idea. Hamayim shanachem matil behem et hakluskus petzulin. Bakers, when they made a roll, they would dip it in water before they would bake it to smooth it off. And once the dough is dipped in water, that's considered the water did a malacha, it smoothed off the dough, and therefore the water is possible for Matilas Yadayim afterwards. Shemadiach is the other Vem Kshayim. Sometimes the baker would take his clean hand and draw some water with his hand from water, from a jug of water, so that he'd smear the water on the dough. In such a case, the water that remains in the jug is still kosher for Matilas Yadayim, since no malacha was in there. Was done with it, because he put his clean hand and just drew water from it. Now we're starting with the new halacha Matilas Yadayim, which is who can put the water on my hand and how it can be put on my hand. So the general idea that this is, aside from what we learned before, it has to be, the water has to be in a kli, it also has to be poured mikoyach gavra or mikoyach noisin. Somebody has to pour it. It can't just put my hands in a waterfall and that will be good enough. So hakok shem liten liyadayim afil chayr shoyt v'kot. The mission is mechadish that every human being is kosher for an atilas yadayim, even if he's a person that does not have das, he's not an intelligent person, whether he's a deaf mute or an insane person or a minor that don't have das, but there is halachas, as long as they intentionally pour the water off your hands, that's good enough when it's able to die. Another situation is maniach chovis vein birkov and noitel. Not only if you pour the water with your hand over your other hand, but even if you have a jug of water and you support it between your knees on a tilt, in such a fashion the water is going to pour out. Since it's supported by your knees, that's also considered that your knees or your body is causing it to pour out. That is also acceptable for an atilas yadayim. One could be noitel his hands and the water is coming out of his jug that's supported by somebody's knees. Matir chovitz al tzitzim noitel. A bigger chiddush is that one can position a jug in a fashion that will be at a tilt and the water will pour out. And now, even though he leaves go of this jug, since the jug will remain on a tilt and water will be coming out of it, that is also considered that the water that comes out after he let go of it is a result of his initial action, and therefore it's also kosher until he's dying. The Tanakhama holds that not only if a human being pours water on his hands, but if an animal intentionally pours water over his hands, like a monkey, that does so, that is also kosher for Nefilas Yadayim. That is the Tanakhama's opinion. Rabbi Yechzi Poitel Mishnei Il. Rabbi Yechzi holds these last two cases where just left it by itself tilted, or this animal poured over his hands, is possible, is not considered. That came from a koyach of a person, and it is not good enough. Tanakhama says that as long as it came from a koyach of any creature, intentionally over his hands, it's good enough.